Today's Shir's Masechta Bava Kamma on Daf Yud Beis. We will begin on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, 8 lines from the bottom of the Amud, in the middle of the line, with the 7th halacha we are learning from Ula Amar Rab Lazar. Ula was saying these halachas in the name of Rab Lazar. Begins the Gemara, V'Amar Ula Amar Rab Lazar, and the final 7th halacha of this series of various halachas throughout Shas that Ula said over in the name of Rab Lazar pertains to the following. And before we begin the actual Gemara, let us give a brief Hagdama. What our Gemara will be discussing on the next over in Amud is the Shaila of an Evet Knani, whether he has a din of Karka or whether he has a din of Metaltalin. There are many dinim in the Torah where we see clearly that an Evet has a din of Karka. For example, Benogeya Ein Nishboin Ala Karkois, or Karka Einan Nigzelis, or Einoy Noel Karkois, or a final halacha if someone is Magdish and Evid, and then there is Hanoah from the Evid B'shoigeg, there is no Din Me'ila, because we have a rule Ein Mila B'Karkois. So in all of these halachas, it would apply to an Evid as well, because an Evid Kanani would be considered like Karka. What our Gemara is going to discuss, as Tosfos later on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, Divrei HaMaschil Ano Masnisi Adana, will explain to us, that our Gemara is specifically asking concerning a shibud, that if someone has a lien on property, primarily a balchov, someone, a malva is owed money, and he has a lien on the lovis property, whether that shibud could be collected from Avodim as well as Karka. Now this would be a din drabonan, Tosfos explains, if we go like the Shita Shibuda Lavda Raisa, that the concept of a lien is not a din of the Torah, but rather a din of the drabonan. Now the question is, did the drabonan give an eved concerning Hilcha Shibud, where liens can go on property, did they give that a din of Karka, as we found with all those other dinim deraisa that we spoke about? Or perhaps, b'nageya, this din derabbanan of shibud, they did not give an evid a din deraisa, but rather a din of karka mideraisa, but rather he'll have a din of metaltalin. That is going to be the crux of the question in our Gemara. And we will see the ramifications of that shaila, and what the resolution of that shaila is. So, yamar ulo amar ablazer, hilchas that halacha is, Goivin mino avodim, that the malva, the balchov, can come to the lova, if the lova has avodim, and he can collect his shibud, what is owed to him, he can collect from avodim. Amar lei Rav Nachman lo Ula, so when Rav Nachman heard this halacha from Ula, he asked Ula, now let me add to what I said, he can collect, of course, from the lova, what the Gemara is saying, he can collect the shibud from the lekeach. If someone bought an eved from the loiva, so the shibud that the loiva owed the money to the balchov transfers over to the eved, and the balchov can collect from the eved that was now purchased by someone else. That's what the Gemara is telling us. Amalei Rav Nachman Ula, so Rav Nachman said to Ula, Omar, he asked him this question, Omar Rav Elazar afilu miyasmi? Was Rav Elazar saying this halacha of goyvim and avodim, even if a lova died and he left over avodim to his children, that the malva could go ahead and collect from the avodim that the yisomim inherited? Was he saying so far? So what did he mean by this question? So we learned before on the Ches Amud Beis, that's where we had it in the Masechta, Rashi, 4 lines from the top of the Yomid Chesem Abay, says the famous Chazal, that metaltali diyasmi lebalchoiv lemishtabdi. That metaltalin, which Yisomim inherit from their father, are not, there's no lien on them to pay off to the balchov. The balchov can collect from karka that the Yisomim inherited from their father, but from metaltalin they cannot collect. The balchov cannot collect. So, which is, by the way, and we see this link in the bottom Tosfos here, that lekuchim, a person who buys a property and Yesomim who inherit the property, the halachas are the same. Just like we know, if somebody buys a field, so you have to make a title search. You have to make sure, buyer beware. Perhaps on the field that you bought, there is a lien, that this field is mortgaged to pay off a debt to someone else. So you have to make a title search, make sure there's no lien on the property. And if you fail to do that, or you made an inadequate title search, the Baal Chayiv can come and collect from the fields. However, the Baal Chayiv cannot come and collect from a metaltolin that you purchased from someone else. We'll soon go into the reason why there is a difference between metaltolin and karka. But that is the halacha. And the same thing by Yesomim, who inherit from their father. If they inherited karka, then the Baal Chayiv can go and collect the karka for his loan from the Yesomim. However, if they inherited from their father metaltolin, the Baal Chayiv cannot do that. So what did Rab Nachman ask Ullah? Amr Rab Lazar afilu miyasmi. Did Rab Lazar say his din of goyvim and avadim, not only from the lekeach himself, not only from the loiva himself, but even from the yisoimim of that loiva, which would mean that the eved would have legabi this halacha, a din of karka. Because if the eved would have a din of metaltolin, we learned, metaltolin yasmi, lebachoyv, loy mishtabdi. There is no shibbet on metaltolin. So did he go so far? So he answered him, so Ullah answered, loy. Rab Lazar wasn't saying that. Minei. He just meant that he can go to the loyva himself and collect, the avadim. So in truth, as we're going to see, on the top of Yud Beis Amid Aleph, that Ullah knew that Rab Lazar in fact said it a filim yasmi, because avodim have a din of karka and not metaltolin, and the Baal Chayiv has a right to the shibud to go to the avodim. But he also knew, Ullah, that Rab Nachman was of the reverse opinion. Rab Nachman was on record that he held that avodim are considered metaltolin, and therefore you cannot collect it from Yisayim. So when he heard Rab Nachman issue this challenge, Ullah didn't want to get into a debate with him, and therefore, as we're going to see now in the Gemara, he sidestepped it and said, no, he wasn't speaking about Yisayim, he was speaking about Minei. But in reality, we're going to see on Yud Beis Amid Aleph that he knew quite well, Ullah, that Rab Lazar's opinion was, yes, diametrically opposed to Rav Nachman, namely, that you could collect Avadim from Yisayim because they have a din of Karka. So the Gemara says, oh, you're not speaking about Yesoimim, but you're speaking about that you can collect from the Avadim, from the Loiv himself, Minei, afil miglima dal kasve. What kind of chiddush is that? You're telling me that I can go, somebody owes me money, and I can go and collect the Eved from that person. If you're talking about the person himself, you're not talking about a lekeach, you're not talking about a yosim, you're talking about the person himself, from him you can get the shirt off his back. So Tosfos says, don't get carried away. If this is the only shirt that the person has, you have to give him, as long as it's a necessity, you can't take it. In Divrei HaMaskil, Afilu Miglima Dal Kasve, the second bottom Tosfos, so Tosfos says, im yesh lo shnayim. If he has two shirts, so he can give you the shirt off his back, he'll take the other one from the drawer. But at least he'll have a shirt to wear. Unless Tosfos says, if he had a very expensive shirt, and you could ask him to sell that shirt and instead buy two plainer shirts, and one will give you and one will keep, fine. Then Taisa says, by the way, this is not like Rabbi Kiva Shita, because Rabbi Kiva Shita is that Kol Yisrael Ru'uyin Lo'isa Itzdala, that B'nai Yisrael are B'nai Malachim, that we're the chosen people, special people, that we deserve to have a better shirt. So if I have a better shirt, Rabbi Kiva Shita is that you cannot force me to sell it and pay one shirt to the Baal Chayiv and keep one shirt. But certainly if I have one plain shirt, everyone is maida that you can't take the shirt off my back. But it means that if I have two shirts, you can at least take one. So what's the chiddush that you can take to Evan? You got more answers. So really we're speaking about, again, sidetracking Rab Nachman. We're not talking about Yesoimim, which was your Shaila, but rather we're talking about Elokeach. Here it's speaking about, really we're going with the opinion that Avodim are Metaltolim. And normally a Baal Chayiv does not collect from metalton which someone purchased. And again, we're going to go into the reason in a moment. But here it's speaking about apoytike. What does the word apoytike mean? So Rashi says two lines from the bottom. Apoytehe koi, which means you stand here. What does that mean? That's a translation of the words. What do the words mean? That I am designating this eved, that the peroyan of the choiv should come from this eved. So without that, the eved, there would not be possible a lien on him. Because we're going to say that the eved is a din of metaltlin. And as we've been learning during this sugya, that a lekeach is not expected to make a title search on metaltlin. In other words, you can go and collect from a lekeach a field that he purchased with a lien on it, but you cannot take away metaltlin from a lekeach who purchased from a loive, who had a lien on him to pay a debt. So if you purchase metaltlin from him, the Baal Choyf cannot go and collect that from the lekeach. But there's one exception. You know what the exception is? A poitiki. Because if he says, on this, I'm soymach das, that I want the peroyan of the choyf to be on this specific eved, so that's what it says further, kidarava. The amarava, also, avde a poitiki, umachroi Baal Choyf goy v'emenu. If the loive made his eved into the mortgaged item that has a lien on it, umachroi, and he sold it to a lekeach, Baal Choyf goy v'emenu, the Baal Choyf of the mocher, who is the loive, can go and collect it from the lekeach. However, what happens if the Baal Choyf, if the loive does the same thing with his ox, shoyroi apoytiki, that the choyf should be collected from this ox, umachroi, and he sold it, ain Baal Choyf goy v'emenu. Then the Baal Choyf cannot go and collect that from the lekeach. My time. What's the difference between an eved and a shor? Ha is lekala, v'ha less lekala. One has a voice, and one does not have a voice. One people find out about, and one people don't find out about. So, Tosfos over here, the bottom Tosfos, three lines from the bottom says, v'hashta gavi miyasme kamoy melekeach. As we mentioned before, Tosfos makes a link between a lekeach and yisoyman. Whatever the din is by lekeach, the same din will be by yisoyman. So just by lekeach, normally, you cannot collect from a metaltolin that a lekeach bought, even though there was a choiv on it. So you cannot, metaltoli diyasmi, are not meshubet to a Baal Choyf. Likewise, karka, that was bought by lekeach, yes, the Baal Choyf could collect, and yes, he can collect from karka that the Yisoyimim Yarshin from their father. Now that you're telling an Evet, we're going now that an Evet has a din of metaltolit. So normally it would fall into the category that you cannot collect it neither from a lekeach nor from a yasim. But if there was an apoytiki, and you designated this eved should be from where the loan will be repaid, then if I bought that eved upon whom there was an apoytiki, so buy an eved has a coil. People know about that this eved is a dangerous thing to buy, and in fact, the Rishonim say that the eved himself might tell you, what are you buying me? You know, I'm mortgaged out. The malva is going to come and take me away from you. He might even share that information with the lekeach. So there we have the onus on the lekeach. You should have been careful. You didn't make a good title search. Therefore, if the Baal Choyf comes, he can collect from the eved. However, by a shor, as the Rashbam and Bava Basra on Daf, Memdal and Abbas explains, well, who can tell one shor from the other? This specific shore is the, if it's a red bull, maybe, but I mean, just one shore from the other is very hard to distinguish. So, Mela, there's no coil on this specific shore. When I bought the shore, the Mela, the onus is not on the lekeach, the buyer beware, and therefore, side the lekeach, side the, in the case of a lekeach, and so too in the case of a yasam, the Baal Choyf will not be able to collect from that metaltlin known as shore. Now, a neighbor of mine, I want to mention, he was Mazakir Rabim. He taught, Rabbi Moshe Rottenberg is a Ram in Rabbi Rudinsky's Yeshiva Mansi. I was discussing this with him last night. He told me a tumim in Chayshim Mishpat Simon Kufyut Gimel, who gives a very fundamental yisoid here that we should be aware of. That Be'emes, there's a whole discussion there in Simon Kufyut Gimel between the Sma and the Shach. What is the reason that Metaltolin, in fact, cannot be taken away by a Baal Choyf from a lekeach? So one of them says it's because there's no smichas das. the Malve doesn't expect, like we just saw now with Mr. Madoff, he had jewelry which he tried to send away to his relatives in the mail. Portable things it could be hidden. It's very, so the Malva says, if you have a field, you have a house, I know it's a piece of property, on that I'm Sar Mechtas, I'm going to get repaid from that property. So therefore, the Lekeach should have been aware when he bought it that the Malva is going to be after this. He was Sar Mechtas when he gave the loan that he's going to get it back, a mortgage on the house. However, on Metalklin, which are easily transferable, easily hidden, he didn't have Smichas Das. On the other hand, we see that there is a swara that there's no coil. That when you're dealing with metaltolin, there it like we just said by a shore, who could distinguish one shore from the other? So the news doesn't get out, and by a piece of property, there is a coil when something happens with a piece of property. So they want to bring a raya from this Gemara. This Gemara says that a poiteki, which is certainly something that you're soy machdas on, even though it's metaltlin, but we said that it's gonna be from this evet, or it's gonna be from this shore. So there was smichas das. The Malva did have in mind, yes, I'm going to get it from the shore. And yet, what does the Gemara say? You cannot collect it from a Lekeach or from Yisoymim when it's a shore. Why? There's no coil. So from our Gemara, it would seem, that's what the Sma and the Shach, they have this discussion between them, it would seem the reason is not because of a lack of Smichas Das. It would seem that even though there is Smichas Das, it's a lack that people don't know about it. So the Tumim says, beautiful to give us to understand. No, it's a two-step process. The point is that really every milva bishtar, the Gemara tells us, has a coil. Whenever, buy a milva peh, that I lend you money without writing it down, that doesn't have a coil. People don't know about it. But when I lend you money and we have a sofer and he writes up a shtar in a contract, that has a way of getting out. That has a coil. So the question asked the Tumim is, how could I ever buy metaltolin from you if you made a loan with a shtar? There's a coil. Everybody knows about it. And even though it's metaltolin, how could I ever buy metaltolin from you? I know that you made a milva bishtar. The answer is that even though I know you made a milva in a contract, and that has a coil, but I'm not soy mechtas on collecting from the metaltolin. And since the malva is not soy mechtas collecting from the metaltolin, the loy keach is not held, it's not held against him if he bought those metaltolin. I buy a poiteki, you are soy mechtas, the malva, the bal choiv, was soy mechtas, because they said, poitehe koi, the mortgage goes on the evet, or the mortgage goes on the shore, so now it depends. This is the second step. Now it depends. Was there a coil or wasn't there a coil? By an evet there was a coil, so buyer beware. But by metaltel and by shore, one is not distinguishable from the other. There's no coil. If there's no coil, what do I think that this shore is? Like regular metaltel. Regular metaltel and you're not soy machdas on. So the advantage that a poiteki would give you of smichas das, but that can't be held against the lekeach by shore, because he thinks this shore is like every other shore. There is no apoitiki, there's no coil. So the Tumim says the crux of the issue is that there's no smichas das. Our Gemara says there's no coil. The Gemara means it here by apoitiki, where there would have been smichas das, but since I don't know about it, therefore I think it's like every metaltolin, and therefore I think it's a category of no smichas das. But the main thing it comes out, the main thing, it turns out to be the point that there is no smichas das. So says the Tumim in a very important yesoid here in the sugya. Continues our Gemara. Labasar din nafak on daf yud beis amud aleph. After Rav Nachman went out of the room, Amar lehu ula, so ula said to those who were still sitting around, Hachi am Rav Lazar. Rav Lazar said, afilu miyasmi. I made a smoke screen. I told Rav Nachman that it's only, that really holds metaltolin. And really it's speaking about an apoiteki. But in truth, Rabbi Lazar says that you could collect avodim even from Yisraelim. Why? Because he considers avodim to be karka, and karka, buyer beware, and we link together Yisraelim with lekuchos that you could collect even from the Yisraelim. Amar Reb Nachman found out about this. He said, Ishtamitin Ola. Ola evaded me. He made a smokescreen. He knew that if he's going to tell me the truth about what Rabbi Lazar held, that you could collect it even from Yisraelim, and not that we're speaking about Lekuchim and Apoiteki, but if he told me the real MS, I would have asked him a bunch of kashas. He didn't want to get involved in any dispute, so he told me that. Havuv, that there was a story, Benarda, where an Eved was left over to the Yisraelim. The Agvu dined in Nardor. The judges of Nardor collected the Eved from the Yisraelim to pay off the Chayv of the father to the Baal Chayv. Have over the Pumbedisa, there was a story in Pumbedisa. The Agve Rav Chana Bar Bizna, and Rav Chana Bar Bizna also did paskin against Rav Nachman. That it has halacha of karka, like the real sheet that Ulu was saying the name of Rav Lazar, and therefore you're allowed to collect it, even from Avodim, even from the Yisraelim. Amalu, Rav Nachman, who was, apparently he had power over these local Batei Dinim, he said to them, Zilu Haduru, you better tell the Bachoiv to give back the Avodim to the Yisraelim. The Eloi, and if you're not going to listen to me, Magvin in Lahua Lapud Naichu, I'm going to collect them from your houses, from your mansions. I'm going to force you to sell your houses, and you're going to have to give back that money to the Yisomim. So, first of all, this particular line has to do with the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the famous sugya of Tov B'Dvar Mishnah. And as when a judge, how much responsibility does a judge have if he makes a mistake in halacha that he has to repay the litigants that he caused one to pay the other unjustly? Is it Tov B'Dvar Mishnah, Tov B'Shikul Adas? It's a whole sugya Masechta Sanhedrin. But what the Mefarshim point out here, which is of great interest, is that you'll notice that Rav Nachman didn't go to the Baal Chayv. He could have gone to the Baal Chayv and he could have said, give back the Eved. If you don't give back the Eved, I'm going to sell your house to pay back the Yisraelim. He didn't do that. He went to the judges. Why? Because as long as he goes to the Baal Chayv says, Rav Nachman, what do you want from me? I'm following the Baruch Hashem, we have people who follow Psak Bezdin. He's saying to Rav Nachman, the Bezdin Paskin, that I can be Goyvit. So Rav Nachman realizes, Rav Nachman went to the Bezdin. And he said to the Bezdin, you better be Chayzer. And once you're Chayzer, then I could force the Baal Chayv to return the Avodah. But I can't go to the Baal Chayv, I have to go to the Bezdin to retract their Psak. Amalei Rav Nachman said, Rav Nachman, Ha Ula, we have Ula that holds that an Eved is a din of Kark and you could collect from Yisraelim. And he said it over in the name of Rav Lazar, Ha Rav Lazar, Ha Dayana de Narda, here were the Dayana de Narda that said you could collect it from the Yisraelim. Vaha Rav Chana Bar Bizna, who also said you collect from Yisraelim, because Avodim have a din of Karka. Mar, you Rav Nachman, Kaman Svirla, who do you hold like? Everybody's against you. You hold Smetaltalin, and you cannot collect from Yisraelim. Amalei, so Rav Nachman answered, I know I'm a Snisi Adana. I know a Braisa. I have a Braisa that shows me that an Eved is a din of Metaltalin. What's that Braisa? The Tani Avim Avim I learned. Prisbal. We learned this in Masechta Gittin. That we know that Shemitah is Mishame Techoiv. And Hillel Hasheni saw, Hillel saw that there were people who were potential lenders who right before Shemitah did not want to lend because they were worried that it wouldn't be paid back before Shemitah and Shemitah would be Mishamet. So they instituted Prisbal. What did Prisbal do? It makes it that the person is giving over his chovos to Bezdin and Bezdin is collecting on his behalf. He's not over on the Avera of collecting from someone during Shemitah. The halacha is that Prisbal is only instituted if the lova has karka. Prisbal chal ala karka. Veina chal ala avodim. But it's not chal on avodim. Now, Rashi says over here, what's the reason that the Hillel instituted a prisbal on karka? So Rashi says, because once there is karka involved, then Rashi says, loy mechusri gavina. It's not missing anything. Metaltlin can move around. Kark is stationary. I know I can get it. And what does it say in every star, chov? It says, Rashi quotes, kol chov sheyesh lo yalov, sheyekvenu kol zman sheyirtze. Whenever I want, I can collect the chov. So that piece of property, whenever I want it, I can go to Bezin and collect it. So therefore, it's considered as if I had collected the chov already before Shemitah. That's the lumdus of Prisbel, but that's only if the loiv has karka. If the loiv, in fact, has no karka, he only has metaltalin, then he overnight, anything he has in his possession, he can get rid of, he can move it around. So that then you don't have this idea of it being paid up before Shemitah, and that's why Prisbel will not work unless the loiv has karka. Rashi in Gittin gives a different reason, because the Chacham only institutes something which is a milsa de shchicha. But someone not to have karka, that's a milsa de loy shchicha. It happens, but very unusually. And something that's unusual, the Chacham don't make a takana for. So therefore, the loyva has to have karka. But meanwhile, what do we see in the Tzageya or Gemara? That Avodim do not have a din of karka, because Prisbel is not chal. If the loyva only has an evid, he doesn't have karka, that we cannot write a Prisbel. Another halacha where we see that an evid is a din like metaltalin. Metaltalin nikdin in makarka. Veinin nikdin avodim. There's a kinyan called agav. The moicher sells me a piece of karka. He also sells me metaltalin. Once the kinyan is made on the karka, then the metaltalin are kona at the same time, and the moicher can no longer backtrack and get out of the contract. So the halacha is that we only say metaltalin is niknin with karka, but not with avodim. Vein and niknim avodim. So what do you see from these two halachas? One prisbel, two agav, that evid has a din of metaltalin. So Rav Nachman said, our question over here is about the shibudim of Yisaimim. I see from that brisa that avodim have a din of metaltalin. Ask Tosfos, very nice, beautiful brisa. But what happened to all the dinim that we learned in the Raisa? That ain nishbon al karkois, ain kark is not nixelis, ain mila bekarkois, ain oinor bekarkois. Legabi, all those halachas that I just mentioned, an evid mit a Raisa has a din of karka. So what does Rav Nachman go to a Raisa about Prisbel and Agav? What about all those dinim the Raisa? So Tosfos has a big yisoid here in the sugya, as we mentioned, that because our Gemara is going shibuda de rabbona, that a shibud, the whole concept of a lien, that it follows to the loikeach, that the balchoiv can take it away, that's only a concept mid rabbanan, not mid raisa. So Rav Nachman was saying, you're right, legabe dinim de raisa, and evet has a din of a karka, not metaltin. But if we're clearing here a din de rabbanan, legabe that din de rabbanan, what do I see? That I see from Prisbel, what's Prisbel? Prisbel is a takan of Hillel, a din de rabbanan. I see from Agav. Tosfos says Agav over here is also a din derabbanan, even though the Gemara further is going to bring on this amid a pasuk, but Tosfos says that's an asmach to be alma. It has a din derabbanan. So I see by dinei derabbanan, it has a din of metaltalin. So shibuda, our Gemara is going shibuda lav deraisa din derabbanan. Rav Nachman Shita was that it has a din of metaltalin. Agav urcha. There's a beautiful chilik here from the Tzoyis and Shaus and Chuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger, because Tosfos in Kedushin holds that Agav is a din d'oraisa. Here he holds the Rabbanan. Tosfos Kedushin says Agav is a kinyan mid d'oraisa. I make a kinyan on Karka, I can be koina Agav the Karka metaltalin mid d'oraisa. The Tzois and Shaus Chuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger answer, it depends if you're speaking about a matana or you're speaking about mecher. If you're speaking about I'm giving you a present, so I have smichas das totally in my mind. I want to give you the present. As we're going to learn the story later on the Amid, where the King Yehoshaphat gave presents to his family. He wants to give it to them. So there, in Echanami Tosfos says it's a din d'oraisa that you can make a kinyan on the karka, and you don't even have to make a kinyan on the metaltalin. Agav, because you already made on the karka, it's effective for the metaltalin as well. That's where because I want to give it to you. However, by mecher, it's a two-way street. You want the property, the metaltalin. I want the money. So there, where I don't have such smichas das. I'll give it to you once I get from you. I want to make sure I'm getting from you before I give to you. So in such a case, there in Chanami Midaraisa, I have to make a kinyan, not only on the karka, but individually on the metalplum that I'm selling you as well. And only Midrabbanan said that it's enough I make on the karka agav. So it depends what you're talking about. Bimatana agav is daraisa. Bimecher agav is only Midrabbanan. Midaraisa, you need a stronger kinyan on, not only on the karka, you'll need it on the metalton as well. So say the choice, and shalas and chuvas Rabbi Akiva Eiger. So the Gemara continues. Lema ketanoi, this discussion. If an Eved has a din of karka, has a din of metalpilin, let us say it's a machloikis tanoim. And again, binagea din derabona, like we're going to be learning here about agav. Mochaloi avodim vikarkois. If Reuven sold Shimon slaves and karka, the halacha is, hichzik ba'avodim loikana karkois. If he made a chazaka in the avodim, he is not kona the karkois. And this sugi is going like the Man D'Yarma, and Eved has a din of metaltalin. So if we say agav, karka is good for metaltalin, but we don't say you can make a kinyan metaltalin that it's good for karka. So therefore, if we say avodim is metaltalin, loikana karkois. The karkois, he made a kinyan in the karka, loikana avodim. Now this we have to understand. If we say avodim is metaltalin, so why doesn't the kinyan on the karka help for the avodim? So Rashi answers, we're going to see later in the sugya, because since an eved moves around, the eved is only kona in the karka when he is in the karka. Here it's speaking about that he walked off the property. If he walked off the property, then the karka cannot help for the eved. If he comes back into the property, then I can make a kinyan on the karka, which will be effective for the eved as well. Karkois metatlin, hichsig with karka, kona metatlin. If I make a kin on the karka, then I'm kona the metatlin. Bimetatlin, I make a kin on metatlin, you don't say agav. Since I made a kin on metatlin, it's good for the karka as well. Like kona karka. Third case, avodim metatlin. Hichsig bavodim, like kona metatlin. If I maxig davodim, I'm not kona metatlin. Davodim themselves have a din of metatlin. Bimetatlin, like kona avodim. Vice versa, the same thing. So now comes the question, Vatanya, we learned in a different brisa, a second brisa, Hichzik ba'avodim, kona metaltalin. If you made a kinyan in the Eved, you are kona the metaltalin. So it's a stira, my love, balkamifli. This is the machlaikas. The marsh sovra avodim kimakarkoi dummy, umar sovra avodim kimetaltalin dummy. The brisa that says that if you made a chazok in the Eved, you're kona the metaltalin, that brisa holds. Eved has a din of karka. Nageya the din derabbanan here again, not the raisa din, but din derabbanan of agav. Yes, evetz karka kaina metatlin. Mar sover, the one who holds loikana holds avadim ki metatlin dom. That avadim have a din of metatlin, so they cannot be kaina other metatlin. The only thing that be kaina agav is karka can be kaina metatlin, but metatlin cannot be kaina karka. Metatlin cannot be kaina other metatlin. Amar Rav Ikabrei Rav Ami. So Rav Ikabrei Rav Ami wants to say, no, not necessarily. We don't have to say it's machlokes tanoim whether legabi the din of agav and Eved has the din of a karka metal. The kol yama avodim kimakarkoi dami. Really, I'll tell you that both prices hold and Eved has the din of a karka. Vahad is sanya kana shaper. So the one that says that Eved is koina metaltlin, very good. Because Eved has a din of karka, so it's kind of metaltlin. Vahad is sani, the other brisa, the first brisa that we learned today, that says, loikana, I wise in the kind if Eved has a din of karka, be'inan karka dumya da'ara mitzuris be'yehuda, the loinaiti. We're going to learn the pasuk, as we mentioned, from Yehoshaphat, and he gave his family, metaltlin, and they were going to be kind through the fortified cities in Yehuda. They were going to make a kinyan in the fortified cities. And through that kinyan, they were going to kind of make a metatlin. So you want to give me avodim? The truth is, Eved has a din of karka, but he is not a fortified city. He's a movable city. He's a movable karka, rather. He's karka. Doesn't mean he's not karka. He's karka, but since he moves around, he's not the same as what the pasuk where we learn out agav is all about. Dum bein and karka dumi dar mitzuris b'yudu deloy naidi, the snan. We learned in the Mishnah, Nechasim Shein LaMachrayis, which refers to Metatlin. What does it mean they have no Rechrayis? Means they have no responsibility. Means there's no lien, as we discussed at the beginning of the shir. On Metatlin, the Malva is not so Mechdas. To get paid from Metatlin, which could be hidden, and therefore there's never a lien on it, there's no responsibility. If somebody buys it, he's not responsible to give it up to the Balchov. Niknin, Metatlin, could be Kona, Im, Nechasim property, Sheesh Lamachrayis, where there is responsibility, there is a lien. The Malva is Sai Mechdas to collect from Karka. How? If you bought the field, Bekesef, Bishtar, Ubechazaka, through money or a document, or by doing something to upgrade the field, then you could be Kona as well, the Metatlin, Menani Mili. Where do you learn this kinyan of Agav? Amar Chizkiah. Chizkiah said to Amar Kra, because the pasuk says in Divrei Hayamim, Beis, Perichov Aleph, pasuk Gimel, that Vayiten Lahem Avim, Yoishafat the king, the father, gave to his family, Matonis Rabbis, many presents, Lekesiv Lazov, gold and silver, Ulu Mekdonis, the Mitzudis explains, means delicacies like food and clothing, Im. How did he give it to them? With Ori Mitzvahs B'Yehuda, which means they made a kinyan on the fortified cities of Yehuda, and through that they were also koina all the metatlin. So that's our first teretz, that really everybody could hold that in Eved as a din of karka, legabi the din of agav. The one who says you can be koina metatlin through the Eved, very good, Eved is karka. The one who says he can't, because you need a fixed karka. He is karka, but he's not fixed, and therefore he's not an Ari Mitzuris, therefore there's no din of agav. Ikkidi Amri, some say, Amri of Ikkidi Rav Idi, he gives a different teretz to the stira. The Kuli Amri Avdiki Metatlin Dami, a second version was that everybody holds the reverse, that Evid is like Metatlin. So then, Vahadisan Yaloi Kana Shaper. That which it says that a Evet is not kind of metaltalin, very good. Because an Evet has a din of metaltalin, you cannot acquire other metaltalin through the first metaltalin. Hodis, Sanyakana. But that first, the second brisa that we mentioned, which says that an Evet could be kind of metaltalin, but I don't know love. If he's wearing clothing, those kalim that are on him, that he could be kind of, not through the kinyan of agav. Because as we mentioned before, agav only works from karka to metatlin. Does not work from metatlin to metatlin. It doesn't work from metatlin to metatlin even if you're wearing. Even if one metatlin is wearing the other metatlin. The Gemara means to say a new kinyan here. The kinyan is called kinyan chotzer. Kinyan chotzer means anything that is an entity which is under my control, like my Evet Kanani is under my control. So if something is put on him, or if he's put in my field. So my chutzer, my eved, who is my entity under my control, he causes me to possess that object which is put under my control through my owning that entity. That's called kinyan chutzer. Frank the Gemara, v'chi oidin alav my havi. What's the big deal if he's wearing it? Why does it work? Chatzer, malachasi. That's a walking chatzer. The chatzer malachas, like kana, a walking chatzer, not kana, as Rashi says, because it's not considered a chatzer. You have to have a chatzer that's stationary. The chitamin, if you're going to tell me. But oime, that he was standing, that's not good either. But he could walk. The ha'amir rabba said, kol she'ena mahalach, like kana, oime v'yashiv, like kana. If I would walk, I would not be kaina, then it doesn't help if I sit or stand either. Because I always have the potential that in a moment I can get up and walk around. So therefore, what does it help me if I'm standing right now? So l'chayrid, it doesn't work as agav, because we're going that an evidz metaltlin, it shouldn't work as chatzar either. Because it's a chatzar malachas, the hilchas and alachas, it could work. In what case? Bekafus, when the evid is tied up. Now, in gittin, when you have a get that's given, let's say, to an Eved, there it's not enough, or to a person there, it's not enough that they're tied up. They have to be sleeping as well. The question the Rishonim have is whether we need that here for this kinyan. Is it enough tied up? Or even more than tied up maybe is not enough. He still has his own das. he could untie himself and walk away. Maybe here you also required not only tied up, but that he has to be sleeping as well. So then he's totally in my domain, and he'll be kind of because of kin chatzar. This is the machlokes we're showing him here. Now the Gemara asks, we discussed so far two brises. I'm going to give you now a third brisa. We're the second wide line. First word, Vatanya. We learned in a third brisa concerning the other halachas that were mentioned before. Hichzik bekarka, kana avadim. Before we learned that hichzik bekarka is loy kana avadim. And here it says that hichzik bekarka is kana avadim. So the Gemara answers, hasim ba'aimdim b'taycha. You know when karka is kana avadim, if, as Rashi brought down before, that the eved is standing in the karka. Michlal. So I can deduce from that, the high loy kana, when it said that the karka is not kind of the eved, kishein I'm the betaycha, when the eved is not standing in the karka. So wait a second. Ha nichel ha'ach lishna, that's good according to the lashon. We had two lashonis before, whether we're going that eved's metatlin, or whether we're going eved's karka, how to answer the first two brises, the stira. So, and they were, by the way, they were both in Rav Ikka Bered Ravami. There were two versions what he held. So according to that, Lashon Dama Rav Ikka Bered Ravami, Avdi Kimetalti Dami, then it's very good. Hainu, Di'i Oim De Betoicha In, Iloi Loi. The Gemara at this point, which later they're going to change their mind, but at this point the Gemara holds, when can you have Kinyan Agav? If the Metaltalin are in the field, then I can be kind of the Metaltalin Agav the Karka. But if they're not there, you can't. So Mela, I have a very good way to answer this stira. You're asking me that an Eved, one place it says a karka could be kind of Eved. One place it says a karka cannot be kind of Eved. I'm going to tell you Eved is a metaltalin. You know when you can be kind of Eved? When he's in the field. But if he's not in the field, then you're not kind of. That's good. El lahachlishn according to that pshat of Rav Ikka Bered Rav Ami. That what? The Omar, Avdi, Kimikarka Dami, that we answered the first two stiras between the two brises. We answered by saying, Avdi, Kimikarka Dami, Lomali, I'm the Betoicha. So how could there ever be a requirement? So what's going to be your teretz? Bam is Eved is Kimikarka. Here the Eved's standing in the Karka. Here the Eved's not standing. But the Eved himself is Karka. And when, if the Eved is Karka, what's the din if you have 10 fields? I want to make a chazak in one field in New York City, and I want to be kind of a field, a property in Melbourne, Australia. What's the din? Ha'amir Shmuel, Macher lo Esther Sodis Be'Esther Medinas. I sold you 10 fields in 10 countries. Kivin Sheichzik Ba'Achas Ben Kana Kulon. Once I make a chazak in one field, through that I already have purchased all 10 all over the world. So if you're going to tell me, if you tell me an Eved's metaltlin, it makes sense that the metaltlin have to be in the field. If they're not in the field, you can't be kind of with Agav. But if you're going to tell me that an Eved is karka, there's a halacha b'karka that if you make a chazak in one field, you're kind of all. So why does the Eved have to be here? He could be in Melbourne and you could be kind of, just like you could be kind of another field in Melbourne. Wait a second, so the Gemara says back, l'tamech according to your reasoning. You hold that an Eved has a din of metaltalin, l'tamech, l'hach l'shadam ravdik metaltalin dummy. I still have a problem, it's not better. L'mo li omed betoch, it still doesn't answer the question. Why is the requirement that he has to be standing as metaltalin in the field, as we turn to Dav Yud Beis on the base, Hakaim alon delay bin in Siburin, the Gemara Mesech the Kedushin Dav Chavavam, it all says that Agav, you don't require that it should be standing piled up in the field. You could talk and have the metaltalin not in the field. So your whole premise is wrong. Even if an Eved is metaltalin, there's no requirement, no prerequisite that the metaltalin have to be standing in the field. How could you get out of this problem? You're going to have to say, if I have an immovable object, I have some sort of control on it, so therefore even if it's not in my field, I can be kind of agav my field. But if it's a movable object, like an eved, then I taka require, even as eved as metaltalin, that the eved has to be standing in my field. So that's how you're going to have to answer by metaltalin. So achanami, according to the second pshat, that eved has a of karka, will give the same teretz. Shiny makarka denied thee, mimikarka deloy naidi. Yes, Shmuel said if you make a kinyan in one field, you're kind of all the fields all over the world. That's if you're speaking about immovable fields. But here you're speaking about one of the 10 fields is movable. Av de mikarkoi denaydihu. An eved from a karka is movable. Hossam, but in the case of Shmuel, sadna di arakaru, the mass of the entire world is one ground. If I make a kinyan in New York City, so the ground goes under the Atlantic Ocean, and it goes over the Pacific Ocean, the Indian Ocean, and it hits Melbourne, Australia. It's all sadna di arakaru. It's all one land. Therefore, I can make a kinyan here and be kind of all the other 10. But when I'm dealing with an eved, who's karka, but he's a movable karka, then it's the same thing as eved metaltalin. Eved metaltalin, metaltalin doesn't have to be in the field by agav when it's not movable. But it's when it's movable, even an eved has to be in the field by metaltalin. Who adin of eved's karka, it's only kind of one, 10 is only when it's sadna dar chadu, but not when the eved is movable, then he has to be in the karka. If he's not in the karka, you're not kaina. The Mishnah continued, nechasim shein b'amila. That when is there a din of nezikin? When the ox that gored or was gored was, the simple reading of the Mishnah would be where there was no din me'ila, meaning there's no din hegdish, it has a din of chulin. Then it's called shor re'eyu. Ki igach shor is a shor re'eyu. It's a chulin. However, the Gemara doesn't like that. Because the Gemara says, so speak plain. If you mean chulin, what are you saying? Nechasim she'ein bahen me'ila. There is no din me'ila. Say, nechasim she'cholot. Then it's unambiguous. It's nothing to do with hegdish. The fact that you use such a terminology, ein bahen is mashma, me'ila hu de lesbahu, there's taka no din me'ila, ha migdish kachi. But it is holy. And where do we have such a precedent? We do. We have a number of cases. Let's go through one of them, which is Nagei Har Gemara, which is kachim kalim. Rashi brings down that kachim kalim is considered non-me'ila until the zrikas adam, after the shechita mechayim, while the shlamim is a kachim kalim, which the kayin eats part of it, the chaz of ishoik, the bialim eat part of it, the imurim, the fats are sacrificed on the mizbeach, so the kachim kalim, while it's alive, there's no me'ila if somebody had a noah from that animal while it's alive, no me'ila. There's only me'ila after the shechita, there's zrikas adam, then the emurim, the fats, nikrav on mizbech, there's a din me'ila. So if I gave you, let's go to the din of hezek. If my shor damaged a shor shoshlamim, would that be considered shor re'eyu or not? So that's what our Mishnah seems to be trying to tell us. Me'ilu delesbahu, ha migdish kachi. It's a holy thing, shlamim, but it doesn't have a din me'ila. I just want to, before we go weiter into the halach here, I heard a beautiful short pshat. I just want to share you from official Shachter Shlita, Rashiv and Tarvadas, said over from my wife's great grandfather, Reb Samson Rafal Hirsch. He says the word me'ila is the same idea as you have by beged and bogod. Beged is clothing. We learned in yesterday's sugya, the oldest brother wants to dress in very fancy clothing so that his words will be respected on behalf of the entire estate of the assignment. So clothing makes the man. So when a person wears clothing and he looks aristocratic, but then his actions don't live up to the way he's dressed, it's bogod. It's the same letters, but the vowels are different. There's a begida. There is a rebellion in, he's not acting the part of what his clothes represent. So too, me'il and me'ila. The me'il was worn by the Kohen Gadol. It's one of the ches begadim that the Kohen Gadol wears. It's the epitome of kedusha. The kedusha is the idea that we are taking from Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash holiness. If instead we use a korban if we use any part of the Beis HaMikdash for our own personal gain, so then, even by accident, but then we're defiling the outer exterior, the inner essence, the pnimius of the Kedusha is lacking. So bogod to beged is the same as me'ilah to me'il. Me'il on the outside represents the Kedusha. If I don't use the Kedusha properly, I'm making a me'ilah in the Kedusha. I'm being treacherous against the holiness that the me'il represents. Beautiful pshat of Sanzfal Hirsch. The Gemara is saying that it seems that you could be called Shor Re'eyu even if my ox damaged a Shor of Shlomit, because it's alive, and while it's alive, there's no me'ilah. It's not chulin, but there's no me'ilah. It's still called shoreo. Man tana. Which tana holds such a thing that a holy thing could still be considered as if it's my friend's ox? I was going to bring a shlamim to the base of Mikdash. I dedicated an animal to be a shlamim, so we call that shoreo. Who holds like that? Amar Rabbi Yochanan Kachim Kalim. Yes, Kachim Kalim. While it's alive, Valiva the Rabbi Yisrael Glulu, Dharma, Mum and Bailamu. Rabbi Yisrael Glulu Sheet is that it's considered it belongs to the owner, and therefore it'll be included in Shor Re'eyu, and there will be Hezek. I'll have to pay him damages. So the Mishnah didn't say Chulin. The Mishnah said specifically in the Chashim Shayim Ba Me'ilah. It's only Kachim Kachim, where there's Me'ilah, where there's no halacha of Hezek to Kachim Kachim. But the Kachim Kalim that my friend owns before he brings it as a korban, there is a din of Hezek. This Sanya, where do you find this concept? By a totally separate halacha. The Pasuk says in Vayikra Hey Pasuk Chafalev, concerning Shvuas HaPikadon. Shvuas HaPikadon means I gave you over something to watch. You say an oinus happened. You're a sharma sacher. You say an oinus happened. So you lied. It's not true. You really, you were hiding this pikadon someplace. And then you swore to the owner that an oinus happened. And then you admitted, you know what? At second thoughts, I lied. The halacha is that you have to pay keren, the chomesh, and you have to bring a korban ashem. Says the pasuk, the lashon of the pasuk is the nefesh kisechto mol amol bashem, the kichesh ba misoy bepikadon. And then the pasuk gives a few more examples. So the question is, what's the mol amol bashem? We're talking ben adam lechaveroi. In fact, if we're talking about hegdish, the halacha is, as Rashi brings down, that einish bor malakachim. On Kachim, there's no such Indian of a monetary thing of making a shrua. So here we're speaking about, I gave you a pekadon, and yet we say you did something treacherous to Hashem. You did something treacherous against your Ruvain. You didn't do it to Hashem. Teretz is, it seems, there is a case where I could be doing something to as Rashi brings down, I'm kichesh ba misoy, but I'm also bashem the kichesh. I could be doing something treacherous to Hashem. I could be saying a lie to something holy. Why? L'rabbis mo'alamol b'ashem. L'rabbis kachim kalim shem b'mani. Div Rabbi Yisrael Glulu. This is mar b'kachim kalim, that they are the mammon of the owner. So in other words, we have already two halachas where Rabbi Yisrael Glulu said this negeah two halachas. One is negeah our Mishnah, that kachim kalim is considered shor re'eyu, and hezek is shayach, damages have to be paid. And a second halacha, l'gabi shvuas ha'pikadon, that if I gave you a shlomim to watch, and you said it, something happened to it, I lion ate it up, and then you admitted that you stole it, and you had sworn, you would have to pay, yes, karen chaymish rashim. Because you're doing it, it's considered la misoy. It's tichesh ba misoy. Even though it's Lashem, even though it's holy, because it's mam and bailam. Rabbi Yisrael Glulu holds, it belongs to me, to the person. Frank de Gemara, is that so? It belongs to the person? But now we learned in a Mishnah, in Kedushin, Hamagdish Bechalkoi, if somebody, whether it's a Kayin who takes the chaz of a shaykh, this is after it's slaughtered, and he gets from the shlamim a chaz of a shaykh, the breast and the thigh, and the bailam get other meat to eat. and I go bein b'kachim kachim, which is only a kayin who would eat, bein b'kachim kalim, which is the kayin and the yisrael. And I go to a woman and a makadosh, a woman with it, ain't a makadosh, she's not makadosh, as lema, the like Rabbi Yisrael Glulu. L'chayra, that's not like Rabbi Yisrael Glulu. But according to Rabbi Yisrael Glulu, by kachim kalim, mom and bailam, if it's mom and bailam, why can't I makadosh an isha? So up to Gemara, no, a filotem Rabbi Yisrael Glulu. Really, could be going even according to Rabbi Yisrael Glulu. Ki amar Rabbi Yisrael Glulu mechayim. When did Rabbi Yisrael Glulu say that a shlomim is mam and bailim? That's if it's alive. So Enechanami, if it's alive, if he would go on Mekadosh and Isha, perhaps then it would be good. Then it's not a problem of that it doesn't belong to him. Avalach Shechita. What we are talking about here is after Shechita, Afilu Rabbi Yosef Limoide, Rabbi Yosef Limoide, Chika Zachu. When is the Kayan and the Yisrael, whatever parts of the animal they are allowed to eat, when they are zochin it, who are they getting it from? It's not considered their own money. Mishulchan Gavaya Kazachu. They're zoche from the heavenly table. Hashem is giving them a present. It's not yours. It doesn't belong to you. You cannot be Mekadosh Anisha. You're getting this from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it comes out, we already have one limitation in what Rabbi Yosef Lili said. It's Kachim Kalim, Mom and Bam, that's on Mechayim. But Lachar Misa, he's Moida, Mishulchan Gavaya Kazachu. Ask the Gemara, Umechayim mi Amar. Is that what you just said true? Vatznan, we learned in a Mishnah in Meister Sheni, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis, it would seem that Rabbi Yosi Aglili does not hold that a blank across the board that Kachim Kalim are Mamon Bailam Mechayim. Why? We learned by another Kachim Kalim, Bechor. Bechor is also a Kachim Kalim. Now, what is the halacha by Bechor? That is Bechor Bezman Habayis, there's Bechor Shaloi Bezman Habayis. There's Bechor in Eretz Yisrael, there's Bechor outside of Eretz Yisrael. There's a Bechor which has no mum, and a Bechor that has a mum. Which our Gemara is going to discuss all of these cases. So basically, a Bechor Behemet Tahira is Kadosh Merechem. It comes out holy. If it's a tum, if it has no mum in it, in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, in Eretz Yisrael, you have to bring it as a korban, and the Kohanim can eat it in Yerushalayim. If it's a Bechor Baal Mum, then it's treated basically, with some exceptions, but basically it's considered like Mum and Chulin, Basar Chulin, and it's given to eat to any person. You could sell it, and any person is allowed to eat it. So what did the Mishnah say in Maaseh Sheni? Bechor Moichrin Isai Tam Chai. You could sell it when it has no mum, while it's alive, in parentheses, v'loy shachet. Whether we're goyrus this or not is a question. But the idea, the halach, is correct. You cannot sell a bechor, a koyin, who's supposed to get the bechor, cannot sell it when it's slaughtered. Why? Because, assuming, let's say it's being about the time of the Beis HaMikdash, so it's supposed to be brought as a korban. If you shechted it outside of the Beis HaMikdash, it's shchut echutz. If it's shchut echutz, it's aser b'hanor. So how could you go ahead and sell it? Right? So it could only be sold alive. Now, the Gemara is going to focus, how can I even sell it alive when I'm supposed to be, how can I go, let's say I'll sell it to a different kayin. But it's supposed to be brought as a korban. So how can I sell it? We're going to see about that in a moment. But certainly it can't be sold shachet. Ubal mum, if it got a mum on it, I could sell it chai to somebody else, and he'll shecht it and eat it. Or shechet, I could sell it shechet, because it's nothing wrong. You're allowed to shecht a bal mum to use as regular meat. It's, as we said before, basically has a din of basar cholet. Umekachim by seisha. It belongs to you, and there, it, like this would seem to fit into Rabbi Yosef Lili, mum and bilim, it belongs to you, and you can be Mekadosh and Isha with it. The Kohen could be Mekadosh and Isha. The Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avua. So Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avua made a disclaimer on this Mishnah in Maaseh Sheni. Lo Ishanu, when do we say that you could sell the Bechor Tam Chai Ela Bechor Bezman Azeh? That's only Bechor in our times. Why? Because there's no Beis HaMikdash. The Kivin Lo Chazi La Krava Istu Lukanim Zchi B'Gavayu. Because what is a kohen supposed to do with a bechor bezman hazeh? He has to wait till it gets a mum, and then he can eat it. He doesn't have the option of bringing it as a korban. There's no beis hamikdash. So, I understand that it belongs to him bezman hazeh. There's no beis hamikdash. Then he can go ahead and sell it. Avol bezman shel beis hamikdash kayim. At the time of the beis hamikdash, the chazi la krova, you can go ahead and sell it. Loi! That's how you can go ahead and bring it as a korban. You have to bring it as a korban. Then you cannot sell it. So Rav Nachman is saying that the halacha of Bechor, Marchlin, Isai, Tam Chai is only Bizman Hazeh. Otherwise, Bizman Hazeh, it's your money. Loi Bizman Hazeh, it's the Beis HaMikdash's money. You have to shecht it. The Eisvei Rav Nachman. So Rav asked Rav Nachman a question. We learned just before in the top of the Amid, Umol, Umol, Bashem, Bashuas, Abakadin. Larabis, Kachim, Kalim, Shehen, Mamoinai, Divre, Rabbi Yosef Lili. Where is there a case where there's a din of Shuas, Abakadin? Even on something holy, that's a case of Kachim, Kalim, which belongs to the person. Those were the words of Rabbi Yosef Lili. So what does Rava mean to ask Rav Nachman? As Rashi explains beautifully, when is Rabbi Yosef Lili speaking about? He's speaking about Bizman Shabes Hamigdash Kayim. How do I know it's Bizman Shabes Hamigdash Kayim? Because the halach is, for Shuas HaPakadon, you have to bring Karen Chaimish V'Asham. You have to bring a Korban Asham. That means you're talking about Bizman Shabes Hamigdash, when you can bring a Korban. And yet Rabbi Yosi Aglili says what? That it's included in Shuas HaPakadon. It's Ben Adam L'Chaveroi. What's the Kachim have to do over there with Shavuos HaPakadon? There's no Shavu on Kachim. Teretz says we're speaking about Kachim Kalim. We're speaking about Shlomim. And we're speaking about Zman based on Mikdash Kayim. And it's considered Mam and Balim. So what are you, Rav Nachman, telling me? That the halacha of Bechor Marchonai Samtam Chai is only Shaloi Bizman based on Mikdash? I see from Rabbi Yosi Aglili. I see from Rabbi Yosi Aglili that Kachim Kalim have a din of Mom and Balim even in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. That was his kasha. Umashani Ravina. Ravina answered, okay, no checkmate yet. I have a way out. The way out is Bizman Beis HaMikdash, but Bechor Bechutz La'aretz. Even in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, not every Bechor, which was Tam, was considered the Mammon of Hashem. It's chutzlars. I'll leave it to Rav Shimon. According to Rav Shimon, to Amar, im bo tmimim yikrevu. If they brought from chutzlars into Eretz Yisrael, tmimim, you have to bring it to the Beis Hamikdash. Im bo in, if they brought a bidi eved, yes, l'katchil aloy. The din is, if you have a bechor ba mum in chutzlars, let it get, bechor tam in chutzlars, let it get a mum in chutzlars, stay in chutzlars. That's the din l'katchila. Bidi eved, you didn't listen and you brought it in, we're going to bring it as a carbon. So, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, that's what he gave an answer to Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rabbi Yosi Aglili, you asked me a question, held Shavuos HaPakadon, an Ashram, time of the Beis HaMikdash. And yet he said it's considered Mom and Bailim. And I just told you that Bechor Tam Chai is speaking about Shaloi Bizman Beis HaMikdash. So Rabbi Yosi Aglili's Brice, I'll have to say, is Bizman Beis HaMikdash Bechutz Loretz. Now here comes the kasha. Ve'im Isa Dechi Amar Rabbi Yosi Aglili Memoinehu Mechayim Yud Gimel Amar Aleph. If you're going to go like you just told me at the beginning, that Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds that Mechayim, only if you're Magdish and Mekadish and Isha Lach Hashchita, then it's not Mam and Baal, Mishulchan Gevar Kazachu. But Mechayim, all Kachim Kalim, across the board, which means Shlomim, Bechor, these are all Kachim Kalim. They have a din of Mam and Baalim. What's your big problem over here? Ha Rabbi Yosi Aglili, ha Rabbanan. What's your kasha on Rabbi Nachman? I have a Mishnah in Meiser Sheni that says you could sell a Bechor Tam Chai. So you said, how could you sell a Bechor Tam Chai Bizman Beis HaMikdash? So it's speaking about Shaloi Bizman Beis HaMikdash. I, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, he's speaking about Bechutz Loretz. If you're bringing me Rabbi Yosi Aglili, I have a simple teretz. Forget about Chutz Loretz. Rabbi Yosi Aglili disagrees with the Rabbanan. They're both speaking about at the time of the Beis HaMikdash. And Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds Mam and Bailim, and the Rabbanan hold that it's not Mam and Bailim. Elamai, we see clearly that even according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, it's not Mam and Bailim. In other words, we're assuming Rabbi Yosi Aglili has to hold like the Rabbanan. So you trapped me by saying it's the time of the Beis HaMikdash, because you bring a Korban Asham by Shavuos HaPakadon. You can't tell me it's not Bizman Beis HaMikdash, so you forced me to say that it's the Chutz Loretz at the time of the Beis HaMikdash. But if you're going to say what you're trying to say on this Amud, that Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds across the board, that Kachim Kalim is Mam and Bailim, then your whole problem with Rabbi Nachman doesn't start. The Mishnah Meister Sheni holds Bizman Beis HaMikdash, that it is not considered Mam and Bailim, And therefore, the Mishnah must be speaking not at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, because if it were at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, you would not be allowed to sell it. And Rabbi Yisrael Glili disagrees with that. So what's your whole problem? Elamayisi Rabbi Yisrael Glili himself doesn't hold mum and bile. So the Gemara answers, on my way. Wait a second, fallacy. Matnas Kohanah Kamrad. You're talking about Bechor. Bechor is one of the 24 Matnas Kuna that a Kohen gets. And when is a Bechor Kaddish, as we mentioned before? Meirechem, right when it comes out. There's no time for it to be Mom and Balaam. By the way, we didn't speak out. Why is a Shlom and Mechayim considered Mom and Balaam? Rashi says, because I have an Achrayus to make sure that this Korban gets, this animal becomes a Korban. If this animal gets lost, I'm going to have to get a replacement. So in that sense, till I shecht it, till it's out of harm's way, till the Kohen brought it as a Korban, it's considered my money because I'm going to have to replace it. I have to have a Chayis for this. But when we're speaking about a Bechor is not like a Shlomim. A Shlomim, I have to say, this should be Kaddish to be a Shlomim. A Bechor is a Hegdish Mirechem. So Matnas Kuna Karmat, Shani Matnas Kuna, Dechi Kazachu Mishulchan Gavaya Kazachu. That's why I didn't give you a teret that Rabbi Yisrael Glili disagrees with the Rabbanim. Because here even Rabbi Yisrael Glili agrees to the Rabbanim. By a Shlomim, it's only Mishulchan Gavaya Kazachu after death, and Mechayim Rabbi Yisrael Glili holds that it's Mom and Bailam. But by Bechor, it's Mom and Bailam, it's not Mom and Bailam from day one. Mishulchan Kavar Kazaka from the second that it's born, because it's Kaddish Merechem. So I didn't have an option to say that Rabbi Yisrael Glili disagrees with Rabbi Nachman. By Bechor, Rabbi Yisrael Glili agrees with Rabbi Nachman. My only option was to say that Rabbi Yisrael Glili was speaking about a Bechor, Chutz La'aretz, even Bizman, Beis HaMikdash. More about Bechor in tomorrow's shir.